Go to Rex Warwick speaking.
Good. How can I help, mate? What year model car, mate?
So generally a Exidy heavy duty.
We've got obviously our supplier that brings them here. I suppose I can supply one to you if you wanted to buy one. I just need to find out what it is, that's all.
Yeah, don't put that in there. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. No, XC heavy duty. Are you going to install it yourself, or do you? Okay. I suppose we could sell you a kit. Just trying to think of the best way. Probably you have to email sales@goddardrex.com.au and just say you want to buy a clutch kit from us. The parts number will be unique to us though, because they make up a kit for us. So we sort of spec it for what we want here. We generally do flywheel machining, because most of the time, like especially on an STI, there's nothing wrong with them. They just need to be licked, and then they're ready to party again. If they're really bad, which I highly doubt, we do have brand new ones here, but it's very rare that we put a brand new one in. Here, just here. So if we like sort of drive in, drive out, price is normally around the $2,200. Yeah. There's a few different ones here. The other, like if you want like an off-the-shelf one, probably your best place to speak to is probably Pro Speed Racing. Just say I've got a 17 STI and I need an Exidy heavy duty clutch. Correct, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Very, very similar. Very similar. Correct, yeah, spot on. Latch 2.5. I'm not sure off the top of my head. I know they had a price increase recently, and then we're sort of struggling to get certain models of them, because Pro Speed Racing's the distributor on them, and they haven't been ordering them, which is a bit of a pain. So, I'm not sure why, whether it's just sort of missed. They're obviously trying to get everything in one container, I'm assuming. So we've been going with other options, just depending on the power that we're sort of chasing, that's all. GT pumps. Yeah, GT pumps, yeah, been great for us. We haven't sort of gone down that path, because we've always done the Blouch. But the GT pumps, we've done a lot of different ones on 2 liters and that sort of stuff, and now 2.5s. And they've been great. Yeah, they've been really good, reliable things. But the Blouch is great as well. About $1,000 cheaper. Yeah, they're great, and they're made here in Australia as well. So, but they never used to have a direct option against the Blouch. They always used to be like a little bit smaller or way too big. So we've got them to make a Garrett Core one that sort of fits that bill, and that's been making 300 kilowatts all day every day. And they about, if I remember correctly, they're about, I think, 2,900, whereas the Blouch is closer to 4 grand now, which is ridiculous. Yeah, man. Yep, always. Yeah, so that had a Blouch 1.5 XTR, which is the same as a GT pump, GTPSO 283.
And that'll do the same sort of thing. So 309, 310. We've got guys obviously who are happy to push that sort of power. I've been really lucky and I haven't had one break yet, but it'd be that one person I'd say, yeah, if I could go for it, and then the thing shits its pants. So they're these the completely stock, everything stock on it. Yeah, unopened. We've got a few of them like that sort of power level. But they need a lot of supporting mods. Like the turbo can make more than that. Like the turbo can do 340, but anything around 21 pounds, whatever it makes on that, is normally reliable on those. Yeah, but then saying that, I've seen factory 18 STI 2 weeks ago, never modified, from Subaru, brand new, serviced religiously, do a head gasket. Not modified, not tuned, nothing. I'm like, how is that even possible? Like they look at, yeah. Well, like if somebody told me that, I'd say no, it's impossible. Like I've never seen one on a late model thing, and then I've seen two now in the last, well, at least this year. So I don't know. I don't know what. But then I've never seen a modified one do a head gasket, working out with tuning on the edge time. Ring lamp, yeah. Correct, yeah. So, but in that, so that 280 kilowatt mark is well and truly proven. Past that, I think we're starting to play with fire, but these guys obviously have the budget there to go do an engine. They just wanted to push it to see if it happens. If it happens, fuck it, they're going to do it anyway. If it doesn't, then yeah, do you know what I mean? Like they just wanted to try. Yeah, we've got, yeah. Headers definitely, front mount not so much. Yeah, front mount's not really necessary. Yeah, we've had guys do front mounts like that one that you saw on Instagram, mainly because it's for scope later. Like he wanted to do it all in one hit. But for that sort of 280 kilowatt mark, the factory top mount can do it no problem. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like those top mounts are very, very good. We've got guys with 320 kilowatts on them on a 2 liter. Yeah, in track environment, yeah, they're really good. Equal's going to give you the best performance, but you lose the rumble, that's all. If you go to 280 kilowatts, you sort of need a set of headers to keep the thing happy. So even if it's unequal, yeah, you just need, it costs a lot of money, but it just keeps the engine happy. You're not pushing it as hard to make the power. You can still make that power with factory headers, absolutely, but you have to push the car harder, and that's all. And sometimes it's that last little push, yeah. It's like you're over-speccing. Pro speed racing would be the way to go. Yeah, it all includes an uppipe, everything. Yeah, correct. There's a few, like there's Tamei, there's Pro Speed Racing. The other ones, like X-Force or Empire, are rubbish. Like the Empires are like proper rubbish. Yeah, if you actually go on our Facebook page and you type in header comparison, we actually put up some photo comparing them as well, to show the Empire versus like a normal generic SSI, which is Pro Speed Racing. Yeah, it's like they're shocking, like they're really bad. Yeah. As in the Pro Speed Racing ones, coded like $1,500. Yeah. Yeah, it all adds up. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah, that's, we tend to overbuild them from an accessory point of view to let the engine do it the easiest. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, you can definitely do it with less, but you'll be pushing the engine harder to get there. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, because they're all Like the unequals versus equals are going to get very, very similar power output. It's just I know that equals make a little bit more mid-range because the engine comes on a little bit nicer, and then the engine's generally happier on an equal. But at that power level, it's very little difference between the two. It's just outright flow is what you need. Yeah. GTP SO283. Yeah, and you need an 8 centimeter. Not all that different, no. Yeah, 10's gonna be laggier, that's all. Yeah. Yeah, so we've got our own made now, so we've yeah, 'cause a lot of the stuff you can't buy anymore. Like we've the headers is another one. We're getting them out of the same factory, but they're going to be here in February next year. Like we're literally getting them all. They all come out of the same factory, like the SSI branded ones, which are Pro Speed, Tamei. They all come out of the same factory. That particular style. It's just the Empire ones. They make their own, which are if you jump on Facebook, you'll see the difference there. So we've got our own coming in Feb, but the TGVs will be here before the end of the year. AVO, yeah, AVO probably. Yep, yeah, they're great. Yeah, they're great. Yeah, nice. Yeah, exactly. Just let us know. Yeah. Sweet as, man. Easy. Sounds good, man. Yeah, just keep chipping away at what you your goal, and then we can get it done. No. Yeah. No. No, they're pretty happy at 280. Yeah. Done it. Sounds good, mate. You have a good night. Thanks, mate. You too. Bye.